This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. And Wayne, I think you are itching with excitement because blockbuster movie season is right around the corner.
Oh, yes. I'm very, very excited for the 4 months of mindless dribble we have coming up. But you know what? Every summer, something surfaces. Last year was Crazy Stupid Love. Little Miss Sunshine came out during the summer.
So these ones that aren't the popcorn movies that kind of
fly under the radar and then somehow surface. So, you know, I don't know what that's going to be this summer, but we certainly know that we have plenty of blockbusters this summer.
Some will make a lot of money. A couple will flop. That's just the way the math works out.
Yeah, and it seems like there's almost a new one or two every weekend this summer. So, you know, there's not a lot of room to grow.
Right.
You either have to hit it quick or you don't. And
gone are the days when a movie could build.
Right.
By word of mouth. If you're one of these big $100, $200, $300 million budget movies, you've got to hit that first weekend, you know, after all the advertising, because next week – something just like you seemingly comes out.
Well, The Hunger Games has now spent a month at number one, and that was very smart of them to release in the spring because this summer, you know, it's just so crowded. So,
well, what do we got to look forward to this summer?
Well, I know that there's a movie you're looking forward to that I know nothing about.
I have been waiting for this movie to be made since about 1970.
Okay, what is it?
The Avengers.
Okay, so why should I go see this?
That's the thing. I don't know why you should go.
Oh.
No, I'm just saying the people who will go either were people who were buying this Marvel comic book in the 60s, 70s, and 80s or since, because it still exists, and have known these characters for some time. It's Captain America. It's the Incredible Hulk. It's Thor. It's Iron Man. The problem is you may have too many characters in one movie to give it any sort of, can I say, substance in a superhero movie? I don't know.
Yeah, because I think that, you know, when they're done well, like the, you know, Batman movies or Dick Tracy or something, there can be some substance there. So,
and the other exciting point here is it's being directed by Joss Whedon, who is the person responsible for Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And he has been a comic book fan his whole life. And comic book movies have been done better usually when it's not someone who thinks they're slumming. So we'll see.
That brings us to what, you know, is probably bound to win this summer when it's all said and done, and that would be Christopher Nolan's
the third
of his Batman series, The Dark Knight Rises, and that, you know, he's bringing a lot of course, Christian Bale and Morgan Freeman and Michael Caine, but then he's also brought in some new people like Anne Hathaway and Tom Hardy, and then some Inception alums like Marion Cotillard and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
But what else do we have besides superheroes?
You would think that it's the mid-90s, because I look at what's coming out, and we have Battleship. We have...
And Battleship is a movie based on a game, right?
Mm-hmm. But we also have stuff like Total Recall.
Total Recall.
And Men in Black.
The third one.
Three. Bourne Legacy is coming out. Another Bourne movie.
But that will not have Matt Damon.
No, it has Jeremy Renner.
Right.
And then another Spider-Man movie.
Which doesn't have any of the cast from the previous franchise movies.
Right, so you would begin to think, though, that, you know, can we not come up with an original idea? I mean, even Snow White and the Huntsman that's coming out, it's supposed to be very dark and kind of similar to a Lord of the Rings vibe. But there was just another Snow White movie that was kind of a silly comedy that didn't do that well. So it's really, in a way, kind of interesting to look at the slate and go, is this really what we're doing now is just remaking the same thing over and over.
But, well, I guess if you're investing $300 million, you know that if you have something that people are familiar with, maybe they're more likely to walk in. Is there anything that looks fresh?
The one that I'm really excited about, and I hate to admit it because I'm not a Tom Cruise fan at all, but it's Rock of Ages.
Right.
The trailer looks really good. It could be a horrible movie, but they made a killer trailer for this thing.
And then, of course, the musical that was recently at Walton Arts Center, and it's based on 80s hair rock
music. It's all 80s hair music, so that's great as far as bringing people in. And then you put on top of it that it has Paul Giamatti and it has Tom Cruise, of course, and it has Mary J. Blige and Alec Baldwin and Russell Brand and Julianne Hough and Catherine Zeta-Jones. I mean, it's a big cast. And I think that it's the same guy who did Hairspray. And I wasn't a big Hairspray fan, the remake, but it just seems like that could be the sort of thing that could really take off and could be really good.
But it does seem like it's an alternative for people who want to get in the theater in the summer but don't want to have to watch people who are flying or fighting or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it is something
different. I was going to say people who aren't in spandex, but it's about 80s hair rock, so
there's
going to be
spandex.
Yeah,
and it does have Tom Cruise singing. The summer is not the greatest time to go to the movies. I would think even if you were a big blockbuster fan, you would feel overwhelmed with the choices.
Well, I'll let you know how The Avengers is.
I'm dying to know.
Okay. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.